For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, July the 2nd, 1983. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Glenn and Irma Miller are the speakers of the afternoon. This is a deliverance service, and Irma speaks on Possess Ye Your Possessions.
I want you to turn to Obadiah. It's just before Jonah and right after Amos. We heard a lot about that this week. But while you're turning there, there's only one chapter. You can try to figure out what verse I'm going to use. But I want to talk just a little bit about intercessory prayer and follow up what Brother Corder said this morning. The Lord uses various ways to get us to pray for people that He wants us to pray for. And I can remember several years ago, we had a secretary in California. She worked for us from 1960 to 65, and then we sold our business, and then she worked for other companies, and we often worked together in jobs for competitors, and I think it was about around 67 or 68, whenever Pat Boone was speaking up in Springfield, Missouri, and the Hunters. That was the first time they had been in the Middle West to speak, and we were doing a full gospel convention up there, and it was some crowd and some work at the book table because Pat Boone's book was out and Mrs. Hunter had a lot of new books out, and we were very, very busy. When we started home on Sunday morning, when the convention was over Saturday night, we were all exhausted, and Glenn's mother was riding with us in the Winnebago. Now, Glenn has a habit of driving many, many hours, but he also has a habit of dozing. And many times I've said to him, Glenn, are you asleep? And he'll say, yes. And I'll say, let me out. The angels are getting out too. But this particular day, I was much too tired to even sit up. And Glenn's mother was with us. So she was up in the front reading to him. And I was back in the back in the bed trying to recuperate. And I dozed off to sleep. And while I was asleep, the Lord gave me a vision of Sylvia, our secretary. And I hadn't even thought about her for days or probably months. And I jumped right up out of bed. And I walked up in the front and I said, we have to pray for Sylvia. Something's wrong. So we all prayed in the spirit and had no idea what it was. But I could not wait because the dream had something to do with her working for us again. As soon as we got back to Northridge, the first thing I did was bolt in and call her, and our pet name for her was Sylvie Doll, because our little grandson could not say Sylvia. He always said Sylvie Doll, so we all called her Sylvie Doll. Everybody in the office, everybody called her Sylvie Doll. And I said, Sylvie Doll, how are you? She said, fine, when do I come to work? I said, tomorrow. She said, you're kidding. I said, no, I'm not kidding. We need you. If you can work again for us, we'd love to have you. And so she came, and then she worked for us until we moved here in 74. And she was a precious girl, a precious Baptist girl, very, very quiet mouth. When she came to work, she worked. She didn't tell anything about her home life. Her husband was a lawyer. We helped put him through school when we had our business. And he was a very successful lawyer. And just before we moved here, she cried a lot because she didn't want us to leave. And so this particular day, and I told her when I got back, I said, I had a vision of you, Sylvia. And she never said anything. But just before we moved here, 74, she said, I want you to tell me what time you had that vision and what day or something. So I told her, well, we had left Springfield, Missouri, and was traveling along the freeway, and it must have been probably around 10 o'clock in the morning, which would have been 8 o'clock in California. She said, well, I've never told you this, but I was committing suicide. She said, I had the pills in one hand and the water in the other hand, and I was starting to take them, and all of a sudden I set the glass down and went and poured out the pills and didn't do it. She had two little children. And I praise God for intercessory prayer, and that the Lord uses all of you in intercessory prayer, if you will let him use you. Another time I had a vision in the night. We were up at my parents' resting between after a Chicago World Convention, and we came there, and we were resting and resting our minds, and I had a dream in the night, a vision in the night. I saw a girl. It was like she almost came up out of the water around the ocean. The water was splashing, and she came up, but she wasn't wet or anything, and she walked right toward me. She's a very beautiful girl. She had on a purple outfit. Down the front was slit and round eyelets of brass, and then it was like a crocheted string and tied with a bow with little balls hanging from it. And I did not know the girl, but I knew that the Lord wanted us to pray for her, and we prayed several times, and it just would not leave my mind. So later on in California, at a prayer group one day, one Wednesday, I told the prayer group about it. I said, I don't know who this girl is, but she's just on my mind. I see her in my mind's eye all the time, and I really want you to help me pray for her. So we prayed all together. The next day, we went to the chapel in the canyon, as we usually did every Thursday if we were home, and Chuck Glenn and Bob Mufford were usually there to speak. And after they got through speaking, I was up in front talking to Chuck with the prayer group leader, and somebody came up to my back, and she pecked me like this and said, are you the tape lady? And I said, yes, and you're the girl. She had on that purple outfit. And she began to cry. And later she told me, and her mother was there, and I told her we'd been praying for her. And she worked in the post office in North Hollywood on the dock with a lot of fellas. And they were telling her, you're too pretty to be married. You're too pretty to be messing around with your two children. You need to leave all that and come have fun and go dancing with us and go drinking with us. So she had left her husband for a few days, and it was this intermittent period that God, through intercessory prayer, brought her back to her family. And later she worked for us in California, so I praise God for that. One time in the middle of the night, Glenn jumped up out of bed, and he said, we got to pray. It was during the Vietnam War. He said, there is a soldier surrounded by the Viet Cong, and he described him to me, and we began to pray for that man. And he knew his name. He knew the town he lived in and home, and he saw the street they even lived on. But much to our dismay, the next morning we couldn't remember what their name was. Or do you remember the street?
The name of the street was Sunset.
Sunset Street.
And it was a small community where the streets are laid out square, like in Montana, Wyoming.
Kansas, some state like that. But we knew at the time, that night, his name and everything. So God uses all of you, if you suddenly flash something up in your little TV up here, in your mind, you just suddenly see somebody, that's your cue to begin praying in the Spirit for them. How many already knew that? That's how the Lord leads you into intercessory prayer. And as you obey him in the small things, he will lead you into more and deeper ways to intercede for God's precious family and for sinners and neighbors all around you. Okay, that's enough of that. But I just wanted to insist that you keep your mind open to the things that the Lord is saying to all of us. In Obadiah, I want to read the 17th verse. We've heard it several times this week. Upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. How many believe that upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance? Mount Zion is a place of praise. It's a very high peak in the Lord. And we're not standing here saying that we're on a very highest peak in the Lord, but if you look around at Christendom across this nation and those that call themselves Christ, there are very few churches that praise. They may pray a little, but they don't understand how to praise and they don't know how to worship. And I praise God that you're coming from communities that know how to praise. Because when you come in here, I can tell you already know how to praise the Lord. You already know how to worship the Lord. You know how to sing in the Spirit. And that's very important. We should praise God that upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. See, that's where the deliverance comes in. There's not very much deliverance in denominational churches. There's not much deliverance in Babylon. There isn't. So we do not need to be proud. We need to be hallowed with reverence that God would bring all of us into a realization of deliverance And the next little sentence says, there shall be holiness. What does it mean to be holy? Does it mean long dresses and black stockings? That's what we used to think, but that's not it. Didn't help a bit. It means to be really totally dedicated to God, doesn't it? Really holy, really pure before God. And if we find something in our lives that is not pure, then that's when we should start repenting and asking the Lord to forgive us. It's a quality of being free from sin. And I don't know if any of us have arrived there or not, but we're trying, aren't we? We are trying. All of you are trying. I can tell that in all the deliverance services we've been having upstairs, the ladies, we've been having a wonderful time up there every day. And these ladies mean business. They want to be delivered, and we're nitpicking all the little things out of us, going over all these little things. There was a woman here this morning talking to us about some things that I knew nothing about that they have been ministering to a girl that was deep into witchcraft and deep into a very ungodly home, Satan worship, and she even had a baby by her father, which they dedicated to Satan and burned on the altar. And you know, we're sort of, many of us are sort of secluded. We don't understand, never have had or been around anything like that. But there's many, many people sitting in this audience have been through many things in the drug world that Satan uses in their mind yet to torment them and cause them fears. I know Sally won't mind me telling you, but last night, around the corner, all of a sudden she needed prayer. And as Patty and I began to pray with her, that shrieking devil left her. And some of you were scared. I know it frightened some of you, but she's been bothered with hyperglycemia. And I just praise God that that thing had to go. He's been in there long enough. Hallelujah. He's been in there long enough. And now we must pray for Sally for divine healing and health, which we didn't do. The lights were out and things were moving around. But it came to me while I was sitting here. We must pray for Sally now. You see, you can have a splinter in your finger and you get it out, but still there's some corruption around there, and healing must take place. So we must pray for her pancreas this afternoon for healing and for health. Is that all right, Sally? Praise God, because she's getting ready to go to Oral Roberts University and in the music department, and God has a great field ahead for her, and we need healthy bodies. We really do need healthy bodies. There shall be holiness, the Bible says, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. I don't know how many think you are of the house of Jacob, but I happen to think I am, and I know that I am from the house of Jacob. We are the Israel of God. In the Old Testament, they were called Israel. In the New Testament, they're called Christians. We're called Christians. But we are the Israel of God, and someday we would like to go into a study of it. The people of Denmark are from the tribe of Dan. They are Danish. We call them Danish. See how the devil just switches those little pronunciations around, but they are Danish. They're Danish, tribe of Dan. The people of Holland are from the tribe of Reuben, and to this day their theme song is Reuben, Reuben, I've been thinking. People of Germany and the people of England and Ireland are all part of the tribe of Judah. And it's very interesting to go into studies of that, and the Lord will allow you to know what tribe you're from and where you belong. He's setting us all in order. And I praise God for the knowledge. You see, everybody has something to supply. Every joint supplieth. And I praise God for that. And I want you to turn now to Isaiah 4 and 3. In order to save time, it's good to read the whole fourth chapter of Isaiah. But I'm going to start at the third verse. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, this is talking about the day of the Lord, and he that remaineth in Jerusalem, in Zion is the place of praise, and he that remaineth in Jerusalem, that's the place of peace, shall be called holy, even everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud. Hallelujah. That cloud is a cloud of glory. We need that cloud of glory down over us. I have had it come down over me in times when I would not even know why it was coming down over me. But I know that when I pray at that time, No matter what the prayer is, the Lord answers. When that cloud of glory comes down on me, and I would like to have it all the time if I knew what to do to get it, but as He wills, He puts that canopy over me, and I feel the protection and the heat and the power of the Lord and the presence of Almighty God. And that's what we're coming into, people. We will have that all the time. That is the seven spirits of God. That is what Romans 8 is talking about, that the whole creation is groaning and travailing, awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God. And that's what it is, this glory, this precious anointing that will break every yoke. I don't care if it's a cancer yoke. I don't care if it's a lust yoke. I don't care if it's hatred. I don't care if it's lying, stealing, what it is. The anointing is going to break the yoke off of God's people. And upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. And how many have ever read the books by Annie? She talks about these canopies over the people and the safety in them. We're coming into perilous times. We may think we have perilous times now. We haven't seen anything. I always laugh and say, if my dishwasher is out of order, I'm in the tribulation. But that isn't true. We don't even know what tribulation is yet. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from the storm and from the rain. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go right back to Obadiah for just a minute. You can stay in Isaiah if you want to, but I'm going to read the last verse of Obadiah. And saviors shall come upon Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. You know, in Daniel it says, the saints of the Most High God shall take the kingdom and reign forever and ever and ever. Now I want you to go to Isaiah 33:13. This is the Lord speaking. Hear ye that are far off what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might. You know, one of the seven spirits of God is the spirit of might. When you're real tired, if you'll just look up to the Lord and say, Lord, I need the spirit of might, the strength of the Lord to come upon me. And you just begin receiving. Lord, I'm receiving the spirit of might. Lord, I'm receiving your spirit of might. Say that a few times and you'll feel brand new. You'll feel as strong as you did the minute you got up in the morning. Or as strong as you were when you were 20 years old. He's promised to give us back our youth. Hear ye that are far off what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might. I acknowledge the might and the strength of the Lord. We could not stay in this place without the strength of the Lord. We could not do what we have to do every day, and the work we have to perform here, and the battling in the heavenlies that we have to do, if it weren't for the Spirit of the Lord and the power of His might. 14th verse, the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. I imagine there's been hypocrites sitting in this audience this week. I don't say that it's any of you, but I imagine the first part of the week when we had the big crowd, I imagine there were hypocrites sitting in here. And maybe some of all of us were hypocrites. We need to acknowledge if we're hypocrites, we need to be honest about it, because the Lord's going to deliver the honest people. If you can honestly say, you know, some people say, well, if I have it, you know, you can pray, but I don't think I have it. But if I do, just go ahead and pray. You know, we need to say, yes, I do have it. Yes, I do. Yes, I do get angry. Yes, I do lie. Yes, I do steal. You know, you can steal time from the Lord by not giving Him His tithing every day. The time that He requires, one-tenth of a 24-hour day, is the Lord's. You know that? It is. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? I wonder if any of us can really stand with this devouring fire of the Lord. Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? And here He answers our question. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly. You know, our tongue is a world of iniquity. We sin more with our tongue than any other instrument of our body, I believe. Our tongue. He that despiseth the gain of oppressions, as shaketh his hands from holding of bribes. In the Christian world, there may be some bribes. There are people, you know, that will walk up and put a $100 bill in a preacher's pocket to get a prophecy. I've never enjoyed any ministry that wants a $100 bill for a prophecy. I just can't see that. that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. You know, there's such a compromise. There's a gray area. Well, that's not too bad. It's not too bad to get a divorce. Everybody's doing it anyway. It's not too bad to go to the movies. Everybody's doing it anyway. That's compromise. The Lord's not looking for a compromising people. He's looking for somebody that's going to speak uprightly and call evil. You know, the fear of God is to hate evil. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. And I mean, we have to hate the evil in ourselves first. And then we need to hate the evil in the nation and in those round about us and pray for them. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. And I was thinking about when we used to go to the tape factory, there sitting out in the yard, every time we'd go, there was that big old rock crusher. Boom, coming down on those rocks to make that tape. How many of you ever knew that? That's the way they make tape. They pound up rocks. Day and night, that thing would pound and pound and pound up the rocks, and they would put that solution on it and put that rock in the tape. And I praise God for tapes. And tapes are munitions. You know, you can go home from here, take these tapes, and play them for other people, and God will miraculously use the anointing in those tapes. Somebody was telling me today at noon that they've been playing Brother Corder's tapes in the prayer group that he gave here last Christmas, and that there's one little boy in that prayer group, it's not in this state, and I can say this, he was about the meanest kid I ever saw in church. He just carried on terrible when he was trying to speak or whatever he was doing. But you know, she said, that tape touched that child, and he got the Holy Ghost. And he just sits in church and he prays for other people and he's like an angel. And we need more angels in church. There's not too much reverence in the church building anymore. Now, in the Catholic Church, I believe there's still reverence. They do go in as a family and sit there and behave themselves. But I think Pentecostal churches probably are the worst. The kids run around, scream, knock over chairs, hit each other, talk in church, write in church, throw paper wads, clutter up the floors. And that it had not ought to be. And parents should look after those things. They should see what the children are doing. Thine eyes shall see the King in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is afar off. Do you behold the Lord and think about the days when we'll see him face to face? I do all the time. I want to see him. I want to see his face. I want to see the Father. And only the blessed are the pure in heart shall see God. The Bible says that. And we are searching for purity. We are searching for the road into the Holy of Holies, the way into the Holy of Holies. Thine heart shall meditate terror. Where is the scribe? Where is the receiver? Where is he that counteth the towers? Now I want to go right over to Jeremiah 50. I want to hurry because we have a lot of people I know to pray for. We don't want anybody going away that haven't been prayed for. That wants to be prayed for. Some people may not want to be prayed for. But we want, our burden is for families. Jeremiah 50 and 20. In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for. In other words, they're going to look for the iniquity in all of you. And there shall be none. You know what iniquity is? Iniquity is something that you know is right. And then you do it. Then you go ahead and do wrong. When you know to do right, and you just turn around and do wrong, that is iniquity. Now sometimes you sin and you don't really know it's sin. You know, somebody in the Holy Spirit convicts you. But iniquity, we're born in iniquity, shapen in iniquity, born in sin. The Bible says, and I've said it many times before. We do not have to teach these children to be rebellious. My parents didn't have to teach me to be rebellious. I was there already when I was born. I was like that. We have to teach children to be mannerly, don't we? We don't have to teach them to be ill-mannered. They're already there. They know how to do that. And I'm looking for a people and newborn babes where the parents are so delivered before that babe comes that it's going to be a different child. I'm looking for that. I'm believing for it. I believe that all of you are going to go away different. Your children are going to go away different. Your husbands are different. Your wives are different. Sister Jacob's daughter was here Memorial Day. Got these tremendous, very hard deliverances. She wrote us a letter and she said, everything smells different, looks different. My husband, I love him more than ever. And he looks at me and he doesn't know what's happening to me. But praise God, when we're delivered, we change. When we're delivered, we change. And I don't know if you little boys understand very much about deliverance, but it's that bad guy in you that wants you to be bad. Do you understand that? That little bad thing down in you that wants you to be bad. That's called what? What's that called, boys? What's that down in you, Mark? A demon, a devil, that's right. We got to call him like he is. The iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found. Won't that be a great day? Won't that be a wonderful day? For I will pardon them whom I reserve, or leave as a remnant, the center references. God is choosing out a remnant. He always has had a remnant. A remnant is a tiny little bolt on the end of the bolt, maybe less than a yard. And on both ends, that's why I remember when Art Johnson's wife was here and she talked to us about the remnant. There's always a remnant at the beginning. It gets a little dirty and messy, and they cut that off. And then at the end, there's another remnant. But I want to be part of that remnant, don't you? This great end time. I want to be part of it. And there's one more scripture I want to read in Amos 9, if I can find Amos. It's right after Joel. Amos 9 and 8. Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saving that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith the Lord. In other words, he's not going to destroy all of the house of Israel, but he's going to destroy the sinful kingdom. And I think he means probably what he says. I don't think we need to play church. I don't think we need to play with God anymore. I think we need to be dead serious in this hour, because every neighbor, our friends, our when you go home, the members in your church and your prayer group, you overcome the best by telling them exactly what happened to you. Be very frank about what happened to you. You got delivered from so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, and they may look at you and think, what a wicked creature she is. Don't pay a bit of attention to that, because God will bless you. God will bless you. You overcome by the word of your testimony, and you know, it'll be a very few minutes in the prayer group or wherever you are. They'll say, I've got that same thing. Will you pray for me? And that will be the beginning of your deliverance ministry. When you give your testimony, well, you know, I had harlotry in me. Oh, my. Yeah, I got it from the mother of harlots when I belonged to that church. Sure, we've all got harlotry in us that belong to churches. We need to get it out. I hope Glenn will come against it this afternoon. Harlotry, Babylon that's in us, all of the traditions that's in us. The Lord has delivered Glenn and I and broken many, many curses off of us, and I'm sure there are still curses on us and on our family that we have not had prayed for, and I want to go over when Brother Corder sends me that. Those notes, I'm going to go over those thoroughly on every curse and pray about them and make sure they're broken off of us and our family for four more generations. In other words, our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren, and our great-great, wouldn't it be? Coming. We only have grandchildren now, but there'll be great-grandchildren, and we want to make sure all of that is broken so they do not have to bear the curses from our family line. And you get curses on you from ancestral dabbling into the occult. A lot of people have dabbled into the occult in this century, in the last 20 years. Rebellion is rampant. Witchcraft is rampant in America. In modern America, it is more rampant, I think, than it is in the foreign countries. And it's always been over there. And I was delivered at one time from when Derek Prince was at our house, he told us that Grant and I were under the power of a fortune teller. And some of you have heard me tell it, but some of you haven't. We had never been to a fortune teller. We had no idea where it was coming from. I said to him, well, I have read a few horoscopes. Also, I have had a handwriting analysis done at the fair. Those are both in the occult area. And I did not know it when I had it done. But somehow the devil never plays fair. And he never comes and says, I'm the devil now, and I'm going to attack you. He comes incognito. We don't see him. The kingdom of God comes without observation, and the kingdom of Satan comes without observation to us. Anyway, Derek we told Derek, we want you to pray for us. And as he prayed for me, a tent lifted right off of me. I could see better, hear better, feel better, and everything. And I thought, oh, that's wonderful. Then he prayed for Glenn. Just immediately after, just walked over and prayed for Glenn. And another tent lifted off of me. I was getting it from my family line. And he told me, he said, I said, I don't know where that came from. And he said, well, it's coming from your family line. I had no idea. My parents were Assembly of God preachers. And Glenn's mother had received the Holy Spirit in 1922, and they'd always been in church. But a few days later, she came over to my house. And I often wondered why she wouldn't come to the Derek Prince meetings. They were staying with us when Derek came, and they moved out to Glenn's brother's in the west part of San Fernando Valley. And they never came to the meetings. You see, there's certain little things that these demons can send up to our mind and saying, you don't want to go. You don't feel like going. No, you shouldn't go to that. No, he doesn't. He's not a good preacher. You don't need to go to that. Anyway, I said to her, we were sitting at the dining room table. I'll never forget this as long as I live. I said, do you know anybody in the family that's ever been to a fortune teller? She said, oh, yes, I have, when I was 17 years old. And I said, would you believe that Brother Prince picked that up on Glenn? She hit the ceiling. And then, six months later, we visited my parents, and I, right at a family gathering, a family dinner, aunts and uncles, everybody, right out of my mouth, I blurted, and I didn't plan it, it just came out of my mouth. Has anybody in this family ever been to a fortune teller? And immediately my mother said yes. She was, when she was 17 years old, same age, and she said the very same words Glenn's mother said. You tell that old Derek Prince he doesn't know what he's talking about, and she hit the ceiling. You see, I didn't really know it then, but that was the devil, that witchcraft, talking right out of her, out of my mother. Same words that Glenn's mother had said. And that really started me thinking, you know, all of this has, you have to start thinking about these things sometime, and sometimes it has to just hit you right in the head. And I was just astounded. I couldn't believe it. And then my mother said, well, don't you remember your grandmother used to go to fortune tellers all the time, and your great-grandmother came from Germany, don't you remember? She used to read palms and tea leaves. Well, no, I didn't remember that. The devil hadn't let me remember that. He'd wiped that right out of my mind, you see. So I praise God for that deliverance, because nobody can talk me out of it. It was very definite, and my whole life changed. My whole life changed. These curses hold us back. They keep us from God's best. Then I had a curse of death on me, put on the day I was born by my grandmother, who did not want me to be born. And I had gone to death's door many times, and when they broke that curse of death, the chains fell off, I told you the other night, and the bondage fell off, and I have been in a healthy condition ever since. Ever since that, and I praise God. Before that, I'd been in and out of hospital so many times with so many things wrong with me, and car wrecks, and ruptured spleen, and hysterectomy, and almost bleeding to death while I was in the hospital, and a nurse heard somebody walking, and she got up and walked down the corridor, and when she came back, she saw blood running out my door. My whole hands were swiveled. I had nothing left in me and no blood in the blood bank, because I had gone home, and they rushed me back, and she made a big to-do the next morning, and my doctor came in, and he said, I just don't understand why you can't get well and stay well. And she made a big to-do about this somebody walking. 10 years later, in a convention up in Calgary, Canada, a girl sitting beside me had a vision. And she said, I see a little lamb laying in a pool of blood. And there's two scriptures that goes with it. I had no idea what it was. Didn't make any sense to me at the time. She wrote them down for me, and I went up to my room that night, and when Glenn came in from taping, I started to tell him about it, and I opened the Bible. And when I opened it and began to read, I saw that scene 10 years before in a hospital in Glendale, California. The scriptures was, when I passed by thee and saw thee, polluted in thine own blood, I said to thee, live. I washed thee with water and anointed thee with oil. And that's all they had to give me was that yellow plasma, and they just put it in all, in any vein that would take it, up my legs and my arms. And I would say to them, what is that? And they would just say, Mazola oil, and laugh, you know, and try to keep me quiet. But that was Jesus who walked down that aisle of that hospital, woke up that nurse at 4 o'clock in the morning, and said, live. And I'm alive. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Jesus is real. Healing is real. The devil would have liked to have killed me, but God preserved my life, and Jesus walked down there. That nurse, she made a big to-do. I had no idea. It never even occurred to me that it could have been Jesus. 10 years went by before I was able to thank him for saving my life. The Lord is good, and he wants to deliver all of you this afternoon. He don't want you to go away disappointed. No matter what it is, I don't care how serious the problem. We have prayed for women that are over 75 years old that committed fornication when they were young girls, and the devil had plagued them all those years, tormented them, and they felt guilt. And I remember last summer we had a lady, elderly lady, in that nursery that wanted us to pray, and she confessed that fault. And the Lord mightily delivered her, and I saw her up in Kansas when I was there, and she was still rejoicing, and she was so sorry that all those years she had not known what to do about that and who to tell. There's some things you can't tell to everybody. They'll blackmail you. There's just some things you can't tell. But by the grace of God, here this afternoon, everyone that has curses on them, you've done things that was not your fault. You never understood why you did them. Some of you have committed adultery. Some of you have stolen things. Some of you have lied. Some of you have committed fornication. Some of you have just looked at people with looks to kill. And that's murder. That's murder. Some of you have hated your brother, and that's murder. The Bible says you're already a murderer in 1 John. But whatever it is, Jesus wants to forgive you. He wants to set you free from all of this torment. Some of you have not forgiven your mother and father from years back. Some of you have been molested by your father or your brother or your uncles or some relative. And you have not confessed, but incest is a great problem in the church today. And so is homosexuality a great problem in the church today in the body of Christ. And so is lesbianism. There are great, great, horrible problems in the body of Christ. But the Lord says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And we're going to call on him now. And I want you all to bow your heads. And we're going to call on the name of the Lord to deliver us, whatever it is. And whenever the worker comes to you, if it's something that you just can hardly say, and the enemy doesn't want you to say it, you tell that worker. And that worker will pray for you, deliver you. The Moody's have... Yes, go by March. You can very quietly get your children together, because Glennon's on the phone. When he gets off then, we're going to pray for families and break these ancestral curses. They come down. Incest comes down from 10 generations. And who of you can say what happened 400 years ago in your family? Incest consists of a lot of different things. One of the main things is illegitimate children. Be real quiet as you move. You don't have to talk. Just quietly, quietly move about. But incest is one of the... You just can't believe it. And it comes from so many different things. It comes from abortion. Illegitimate children. Having an illegitimate child. It comes from marrying out of your race. It comes from... Incest comes from... If you look in Leviticus, laying with your father, Moab, Lot's children, Lot's girls, laid with her father and had children. We had a case recently of first cousins that were married to each other and were involved in incest. And I want to tell all of you children, I want you to listen to me right now. You are not to go out with your cousins or your relatives clear through to the fourth cousin. You are not to do that. That is called incest. And that may be in 400 years. Who out there would know what's been happening in your life? Way back. And God says that we're carrying all those sins and iniquities of those that hated God. So today, we're going to believe that you're going to go away free. Glenn's going to come, and we're going to start to pray for families. And we have a family here on the front row. Brother Dobler's daughter's come all the way from Missouri. She has two children that are deaf, born that way. And we believe that God is able to break that curse coming from the family line. Come on up, Brother and Sister Moody and Brother and Sister Corder. And we're going to... And I want all of you to stay quiet while we're praying for other families and other people. Don't be talking. Stay in a spirit of prayer and flow. Flow right with whatever these men are going to say. Flow right with them. You can get a lot of help sitting right in the audience. But stay flowing. And children, keep quiet. Yes?
Sister Irma, I have noticed throughout this service that the children have a way of looking at each other and giggling as if they're making fun, and I think we ought to come.
Yes. Yes, that has to stop. Hitting each other, carrying on in church is very ugly, very irreverent, and the Lord sees that. Shall we start over on this side?
I'm going to pray for everybody.
Oh, he's going to pray for everybody first. Okay.
What, Sandy? What? Oh.
Patty has the paper towels, I think, back there.
Steve, you go sit on one side of your mother, and one of you sit on each side of your mother there. And I not only want you to sit there, honey, move over by your brother so you can hold his hand. Okay? Okay.
That's girl.
That's it, okay. And Grandpa, you pick this, come over here and sit over here and hold the boy over here. Hold him on your lap. And, yeah, hold him. Okay, move over and fill up the vacant chair. I want you to hold hands. The families together. I want the families together to hold hands. Praise your Lord. Praise your Lord. I don't... Praise you, Jesus. I don't know if we're going to have any use for towels or not, but we just have them available if we do. Okay? Now, I'm going to pray collectively here, first of all, for curses. Family line curses. And break them. Believe that the Lord will set us free from it and loose us from it. And I guess Kevin is still on the telephone. He's talking to our grandson, and I was talking to him, and he said he'd tell y'all hello, and he wished he was here.
This is their 20th birthday, the twins. One's in the Army and one's here.
And so anyway, we all need restoration. There's not a family that doesn't need restoration. Our family needs it bad, and so do some of you. We need restoration. We need the powers of Satan broken over our families so that God can deal and move. Some of the things that we've done, some of them, things that our mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers before us have done are all bondages that are holding and have given Satan rights to our children and to our grandchildren so that they're not walking in a way, some of them, as they should before the Lord. And it's the sins of our ancestors that give Satan rights, and my sins, which are their ancestors, that give Satan rights to their lives to bring them to rebellion and turning their back on the things of the Lord and seeking after the pleasures of the world instead of seeking after that which God offers. And we need to realize that the things of the Lord are only those things which will count in eternity. We need to learn, as our children need to learn, a fear of God, a righteous fear of God, that God is not only a God of love, but He's also is a God of judgment. And that when we do those things which are contrary to His word and then refuse to bend our knee and confess and ask forgiveness, then the judgment of God has to rest upon us and will rest upon us. And it'll even rest down onto our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and our great-great-grandchildren because of my sin if I don't repent of it and ask the Lord to forgive me and get the power of it broken as well as the sin of it. There's a power to sin that has to be broken off of our lives. Okay. Father, I come this afternoon and I stand here on behalf of these people and myself included, and my family, as the priest of my family and the priest over this congregation this afternoon. And I come in the name of the Lord Jesus, that name that's above every name, that name to which my knee will bow and my tongue will confess that He's Lord, and to which every other knee shall bow and their tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And I come as priest and bring up the sins of my fathers as my own sins, and ask, Father, that You cleanse us and forgive me of my sins. And help me to realize and confess all of that which I may not have yet confessed unto Thee as sin. And the sins of my forefathers, Father, which I'm not even aware of, which has given and does give Satan rights to my life and to the rights and to the lives of my children and my children's children because of their sins. Father, I ask now as a priest over this group and over my family, as authority over these things, to break them from our family line, that the blood of the Lord Jesus shall cleanse and wash back 30 generations. I take back 30 generations, Father, and ask for the blood to cleanse and wash over every family line represented here in the sound of my voice, or even if this tape should be played somewhere, that it comes forth from this tape in the authority and the power of your name. I break these curses from off of us, because the blood of the Lord Jesus cleanses us. And then Jesus became a curse that I do not have to bear the curse. And in the authority of that, Satan, it is written, I break the power of the curse of my ancestors from off of me and off of each family line represented here. And I take your rights away, Satan. I break your power, Satan. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord. And I take your rights away from us in Jesus' name. And I loose these people from the curses of our ancestors. I loose them from them. And familiar spirits, I bind familiar spirits of the ancestral line that was following down from family to family, bringing sickness and diseases and mental problems. I break the powers of them in Jesus' name, and I bind up the familiar spirits, and I bind them to the day of judgment, and I loose us from them in Jesus' name, and I break the curses of sickness and disease from off of us, and mental disorders. I break those powers in Jesus' name, and I set us free in the name of the Lord. Now, Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus and your cohorts, I take authority over every demonic spirit and every familiar spirit, and I bind you to the day of judgment in the name of Jesus. And I ask for the angels of the Lord, Father, send them to come and take them and keep them till that day when you shall judge them. And I thank you for it. Now loose us. Loose these people and loose me. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Incest. I break incest. Incest over the family lines. I break incest in Jesus' name. I break incest in Jesus' name. Spirit of incest. Spirit of adultery, spirit of fornication, spirit of incest, I break it in Jesus' name. Loose your people. Loose these people. The curse of incest, the curse of adultery, the curse of it in Jesus' name. I break the power of it. Harlotry, I break it in Jesus' name. Divorce, spirit of divorce, I break the spirit of divorce over these family lines in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I loose them from it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break it. I break it in Jesus' name. Spirit of uncleanliness, spirit of nudeness. Spirit of uncleanliness, I break that power in Jesus' name. I loose these people from it in the name of the Lord. I break the powers of it over them in Jesus' name. I praise you, Father, for authority in your name over these spirits. I thank you for it and the authority that you've given us according to your word, Lord, to come and stand and take authority over these powers in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break the powers of it. Witchcraft and occult. I come against the spirit of witchcraft and occult in Jesus' name. I break the power of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The ancestral sin. The ancestral sin. The curse of it. Coming down through the family line. From the going to other gods. From having other gods before us besides the Lord Jesus. I break the powers of it from off of us. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Powers of the occult. Powers of witchcraft. Power, I break it in Jesus' name. Loose your people. Loose these people. Loose the children. I break the curse of it off of the children in Jesus' name. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. 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 I loose it from it. The curse of not giving to God the glory. Our ancestors are we who have never not given to God the glory. I break the powers of the curse of it off of us in Jesus' name. Satan, I take your rights away. I break your powers. We will give to God the glory. We will praise Him. We will give to Him the glory. I praise you, Father. I thank you for it. I break the power of it in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. The curse of not giving Thee that portion which belongs to You, Lord. The curse that's upon us because we don't give to You that portion which belongs to You. I break the powers of it over us in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. 30 generations back, I take authority over the curse of the bastard. I take authority over that in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The curse of marrying into the heathen. I break the curse of that in Jesus' name. I loose it off of us. I loose that off of us in Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose us. Loose your people. Loose us in Jesus' name. Loose us. Come out. Come out. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The ancestral curse of Babylon. The curse of Babylon. I break the curse of Babylon over us in Jesus' name. The curse of Babylon in Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. The Jesus' name. I break it. In the name of the Lord, I take authority over it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break that power in Jesus' name. Loose us. Loose us. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose us. Loose your people. Loose us and come out of us in Jesus' name. In Jesus. I break the powers of the Catholic Church. I break the powers and dominion of the Catholic Church over us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The powers of the harlot, of harlotry, of the bat, of the Catholic Church, and the daughters of harlotry, at the denominationalism. I break the powers of denominationalism off of us. In Jesus' name, I loose us from the powers of any certain denomination. I break that powers from off of us. I loose us. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. I loose us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirit of pride, I break the spirit of pride over us in Jesus' name. Pride, I break your power. I break you in Jesus' name. Loose us. Loose us. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Loose your people. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Rage. Rage and anger. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Come off your people. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Spirit of rage. Spirit of anger. Spirit of frustration. Spirit of sorrow. Come out. Loose your people. Loose us. Loose them in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it over us in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Set your people free. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break the powers over us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose us. Loose us. Loose us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spoken curses against us. Spoken curses against us. Curses that have been spoken against us or against our ancestors. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in the name of the Lord. I break the powers in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break that power in the name of the Lord. Loose us from it. Loose us from it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose your people. Satan, loose God's people. Satan, I break the powers of all your workers. I break the powers of all your demon spirits. I break the powers of the fallen angels over us. Principalities and powers. Satan, I break the powers of all your cohorts over God's people. I loose us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose us. Come out of us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose your people. Loose them and come off of us. Come out of us in Jesus' name. I break your powers in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spiritual blindness. Spirit of spiritual blindness. I break this power in Jesus' name over us. Spiritual blindness. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord. Loose us. Come off of us in Jesus' name. Spiritual blindness. Spiritual deafness. Spiritual deafness. I break the power of it in Jesus' name. Natural blindness. I break the curse of natural blindness. Loose us. Loose us. Loose us. I speak restoration to our eyesight. Natural deafness. Deafness. I speak to deafness to our ears in Jesus' name. I speak restoration to our ears in Jesus' name. I speak restoration to the spirit, and I bind the spirit of deafness in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose us. Loose us in Jesus' name. I break your powers in the name of the Lord. Loose us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I praise you, Father. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. You spirit that robs us of our finances, I bind you in Jesus' name. You spirit that robs us of God's people of our finances, I bind you in the name of the Lord. I break your power over God's people. I break you. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I bind you in the name of the Lord. I break your powers in Jesus' name. Loose us. Loose us from it. And loose us from it. We shall prosper. We shall prosper. We shall have prosperity. We shall glorify the Lord in that which he gives unto us. I break your powers in the name of the Lord. We shall be the head and not the tail. I break your powers over us in Jesus' name. Loose God's people. Loose us in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Spirit of poverty. Spirit of poverty, I bind you. Spirit of poverty over God's people. You robbing spirit of poverty, I bind you in Jesus' name. I break your power over us in Jesus' name. I loose the resources of heaven to us. In the name of the Lord, I bind the spirit of poverty in Jesus' name. I loose us in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. I praise you for it. I thank you for it, Lord. I praise you for it. I praise you for it, Jesus. I thank you for it. I thank you for it. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Father, forgive us of the sins of our sins and the sins of our ancestors, Lord, of eating of blood, which is abomination to you. Forgive us, Lord, and cleanse us, Lord, and eating of fat. Father, what you say is an abomination to you. Forgive us, Lord. Cleanse us. Wash us in the blood, Lord. Cleanse us of that. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. I thank you for it, Father. Now, every sickness and disease that's been attached to the eating of blood and has come down and visited upon us because from the sins of our ancestors, I bind it in Jesus' name and I break its power over us in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of it in Jesus' name. Loose your people. Satan, I bind your power off of God's people. Loose us. Loose God's people in Jesus' name. Loose us. Come off of us. Every familiar spirit that's attached to that in any way, I break the power of it. I loose us from it. Body, I speak to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Restore yourself. Thyroid, restore yourself. Restore yourself in Jesus' name. I speak to you in the name of the Lord. Restore yourself. Pancreas, I speak to the pancreas. Restore yourself in Jesus' name. I speak to it in the name of the Lord. Restore yourself in Jesus' name. I speak restoration to us in the name of the Lord. Bodies, I command us. I command these, my body and these bodies, I command restoration into us in Jesus' name. I speak restoration and healing into us in the name of the Lord. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for it. Father, your word says that you renew us as the eagle. Satan, it is written that the Lord will renew us as the eagle. And I thank you for that, Father. I praise you for it. Satan, we shall have health in our physical bodies. We shall walk in health and strength. I will walk in health and strength. I will do it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I praise you for it, Father. I thank you for it. I praise you for it, Father. I thank you for it. Spirit of lust, I bind you. Spirit of lust for things, lust for food, lust of the eye, lust of sexual lust. I bind the spirits of lust, every type of lust. I bind it in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it over these people. I break it over me. I bind it over us. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. Satan, loose us. Come out of us, every spirit of lust. I bind you in Jesus' name. Come out of us, spirit of lust. I break your powers in Jesus' name. I break your powers over us in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for authority in the name of Jesus. I thank you for authority in Jesus' name. I praise you for it. I thank you for it, Lord. I praise you for it. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I praise you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Spirits of infirmity. Spirits of cancer, I bind you in Jesus' name. Spirits of cysts, spirits of tumors, I bind you in Jesus' name. I bind you. Spirits of kidney problems, spirits of kidney stones, spirits of bladder stones, spirits of gallbladder stones, I bind you. I break your powers, you spirits of infirmities. I bind you. I break your powers. I command you to loose these people. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out. Loose us. Loose us. I command our bodies to restore themselves. I command strength and health into us in Jesus' name. I bind you. Every spirit of the occult, I bind it in Jesus' name. Spirit of the occults. Spirit of the occults, I bind you in the name of the Lord. Loose us. Come out of us. I bind you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirits of occult. Spirits of occult, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your powers. I break your powers in Jesus' name. Loose these people. Loose us. Come off of us. Come out of us in Jesus' name. I break your powers in Jesus' name. Spirits of the occult. Spirits of foreign religions. Spirits of foreign religions and occults. I break your power. Any form of the occult. Any form of the occult. I break your power in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose us. Loose us in Jesus' name. Things that we are not aware of that are occult. I bind you. I break your powers in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You spirits that cause migraine headaches. I bind you. You spirits that cause headaches. You spirits that cause the eyes to hurt. I bind you. I loose you in Jesus' name. Spirit of glaucoma, I bind you in Jesus' name. Loose your people. Come off of us in Jesus' name. I break your powers over our eyesight. I speak restoration to our eyesight. I speak to the deaf and dumb spirits. I bind them. I speak restoration to our hearing in Jesus' name. I break your powers over us. I break the curse of it. I loose us from it. Loose us. Come off of us. Come out of us. Loose us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break your powers. Come out. Come out. Come out. Set God's people free. Loose us. Loose us. Come off of us. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I bind you. I break your powers. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. Spirits of rebellion. Spirits of rebellion in us from our childhood. Spirits of rebellion in the children. Spirits of rebellion against God. Spirits of rebellion against authority. Spirits of rebellion against your parents. I bind every spirit of rebellion. Whatever form it takes, I bind it in Jesus' name. I break its power. Spirits of rebellion of husband against wife and wife against husband. I bind it. I break it. I rebuke it. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Rebellion. Rebellion of every form. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord. I bind it. Come out. Come out of us. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Rebellion. Rebellion. Come out. Loose us. Rebellion against authority. Rebellion against authority. I break its power in Jesus' name. Loose God's people. Loose God's people. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose us. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your power over us in the name of the Lord. Jesus is Lord. I break your power. Loose us. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Unteachable spirit. Unteachable spirit. I bind you. I bind you, you unteachable spirit. You spirit that makes you think that you already have arrived, that you know everything. You can't be taught anything. Unteachable spirit, I bind you. Set God's people free. Loose us. Loose us. Loose us so that we can come into a right understanding and dividing of your word. Loose us. Loose us. Loose us. Satan, I bind you. I bind you. You unteachable spirit, I bind it in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for setting us free. I thank you for it. Give us a teachable mind. Give us a right understanding and dividing of your word, Lord. Give us a revelation of yourself, Jesus. I praise you for it. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to receive and come in and desire a revelation of you, Lord Jesus. I praise you for it. I thank you for it. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for it. Thank you for it. I thank you for it. Thank you. Unclean spirits. I bind every unclean spirit in Jesus' name. I bind unclean spirits. Unclean spirits. Unclean sex spirits. I bind it in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it. I break it in Jesus' name. Unclean thoughts. Unclean thoughts. Pornography. Pornography. Masturbation. Pornography. I bind it in Jesus' name. Loose us. Come out of it. Come out of us. Come out of us. I bind it from our subconscious mind. I bind it out of the subconscious. Father, let the blood of the Lord Jesus wash our subconscious. Take it out of our subconscious. Release us from it. For I break the power of it over us in Jesus' name. I loose us. I loose God's people. I loose us in Jesus' name. I break the power of it in Jesus' name. Come out of us. Come out of us. Set us free. Set us free. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. I thank you for it. I thank you for it. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving and working in our hearts and lives, bringing to light those things that need to be dealt with. I praise you for it, Father. I thank you for it. I praise you, Lord. I thank you for it. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Father, I ask for a meek and a contrite spirit for all of us, to give us all, Lord, and to our children, Lord. Give us a meek and a contrite spirit, Lord. Give us a spirit of submission unto that which we are supposed to submit to. I thank you for it, Father. And Father, I thank you for giving us an understanding of that which is not of thee, that which we should resist and that which we should not accept. Lord, help us and give us a discernment, Lord. Give us discernment, Lord, to know the right from wrong, and I praise you for it. And then help us to walk in that which we know is right, and to sidestep and turn away from that which our conscience tells us is wrong. No matter how good it may seem, or how nice it may seem, or how others may do it, help us, Lord, to rightly divide that which is right and wrong. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I praise you for it. I thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Sorrow, spirit of sorrow, I bind it. Spirit of grief, I bind it. Spirit of sorrow and spirit of grief, I bind it in Jesus' name. I bind it in Jesus' name. Suicide, I bind suicide. Suicide, I bind you in Jesus' name. I command you to come out. Come out, sorrow, grief, suicide. Come out. Come out. Set us free. Loose us in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on, I bind you to dead judgment. Father, I thank you for the angels of the Lord taking all these spirits away, keeping them, Lord, till you shall judge them. I praise you for it, Father. I thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for sending a spirit of unity amongst your people. Thank you, Father, for sending a spirit of unity amongst the families, Father. I praise you for it. I thank you for it, Father. Thank you for sending a spirit of authority to the household of the family, Lord. A right authority. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Thank you for it. I praise you for it, Lord. I thank you for it. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Mark delivers in martial arts and circle feedback. You do that, you're holding the chain up and let your eyes control it and let it start going back and forth.
Praise you, Jesus. 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 Father, I come against the spirits of the martial arts in Jesus' name. Anyone that's been involved in the martial arts, I bind those spirits in Jesus' name. I bind it in Jesus' name. Karate. Any form of the martial arts, I bind it in Jesus' name. I take authority over you. I bind you in Jesus' name. Violence, spirit of violence, I bind you in Jesus' name. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord. Spirit of violence. Spirit of martial arts, I bind you in Jesus' name. Spirit of karate, I bind you in Jesus' name. Spirit of Aikido, I bind you in Jesus' name. All the martial arts, I bind you. Come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Mind control, I bind you in Jesus' name. Spirit of mind control, I bind you. I bind you. I bind you. I break your power. Loose. You'll not tear God's people. You'll not tear. I bind you. You'll not tear. Come out. You'll not tear. I bind you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out of him. Come out of him. You'll not tear him. Come out. Come out of him in Jesus' name. Come out. Loose him. Come out. Come out of him. Praise your Jesus. Praise your Jesus. Praise your Lord. Praise your Lord.
Fear the Lord Jesus.
Praise your Jesus. Praise your Jesus. Praise your Jesus. Praise your Jesus. Praise your Jesus. Father, I come against the spirit of the video games. I come against that in Jesus' name. I bind it over this whole congregation. I bind its power. I break the curse of it off of God's people. And I loose them from it in Jesus' name. Spirit of the video, I break that curse in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, addiction. It's a spirit of addiction, I break it in Jesus' name. Spirit of drugs, I bind it in Jesus' name. I break the power of it in Jesus' name. Fear, fear, I bind you in Jesus' name. Spirit of fear, I bind you. I break your power in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I bind you. I break your power in Jesus' name. Spirit of drugs, I bind you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I bind you. Drugs. Drugs, I break your power in Jesus' name. Fear. Fear. Alcohol. Alcohol, I bind you. In Jesus' name, I come against the spirit of alcohol. Alcohol, drugs, I bind it in Jesus' name. Fear. Fear, I bind you. Spirit of fear, I bind you. I break your power over God's people. I loose it in Jesus' name. Spirit of alcohol, I bind you off of God's people. The spirit of alcohol is visited down from their ancestral line. I break your power in Jesus' name. I bind you. I break your power in Jesus' name. Spirit of alcohol that's come down from the father, and even from the mother. I bind it in Jesus' name. Loose it. Loose God's people. Loose God's people. I break the power of it over God's people. The inherited curse of it. The inherited curse that God says you have if you give your neighbor drink. I break that, Father. I ask for authority over that curse and to break it. The inherited curse that comes on us because we give our neighbor drink. I break the power of it in Jesus' name, and I loose God's people from it. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. The curse of alcohol, the curse of rage that goes with it, and mockery with wine. The curse of wine, I break the power of it. Mockery, spirit of mockery, I bind you in Jesus' name. I break your power, spirit of mockery, I break your power. Spirit of rebellion against parents, I break that power. Spirit of rebellion, I don't care how old or young you are. Spirit of rebellion against your parents, I break the power of it in Jesus' name. Spirit of rebellion against authority of your parents, against the parental authority, I break the power of it in Jesus' name. I loose these people from it. I loose them from it in the name of the Lord. I break the curse of it off of us and I loose them from it. Satan, I bind your cohorts. You're fighting a losing battle here, and I let tell you that I bind you up in Jesus' name, and we're going to be victories. We are victors. For Jesus gives us authority over all your powers, and this afternoon we take it in Jesus' name. We take authority over all your powers in Jesus' name, and I break your powers over God's people. I loose them this afternoon. I loose them from these things in Jesus' name. I break the powers of sin. I break the powers of sin. Father, I thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus applies to our sins and it's been canceled. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes and cleanses us. I praise you for it today. I thank you that you cleanse us by your blood. I praise you for it. I thank you for it, Jesus. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. I thank you for forgiveness of our sins. I thank you for forgiveness of our shortcomings. I thank you for it, Lord. I praise you for it. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for your watch care, your protection over us. I praise you for it. Now, Satan, I break your powers over us. I break the demonic powers over us in every realm of our lives. I break it in Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it over us in Jesus' name. Rock music. I break the powers of rock music. I break the powers of rock music in Jesus' name. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Christian or non-Christian, I break the power of so-called Christian rock music. Rock music, I bind the power of it. I break it off of God's people in Jesus' name. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break the power of it in Jesus' name. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord. I loose God's people from it in Jesus' name. I break the power of the TV. I break the ungodly power that TV can hold over people. I break that in Jesus' name. I rebuke it. I bind his power. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. I praise you for it, Lord. I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your presence here this afternoon. I praise you for it, Father. I thank you for it. Father, I thank you for the angels of the Lord that are here taking, warring with us, Father. I praise you for them. I thank you for them. Thank you for the angels of the Lord here that are helping us in this battle. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Father, we stand and do battle this afternoon against the powers of darkness. We do battle against the powers of darkness this afternoon. I stand against the powers of darkness. I stand against Satan. I stand against the principalities and powers in the high and heavenly places. I stand against them in the name of the Lord Jesus this afternoon. I bind their powers. I pull them down. I break their authority. I take their power and their authority away. I stand against the principalities and powers of Satan that stand over our households. I break their powers this afternoon. I pull them down. I put them underfoot. I bind them up in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break the powers of darkness from off of us. I loose our families. I loose our husbands, our wives. I loose our children. I break the bondage of sin over them. I break the powers of darkness off of them. I loose them this afternoon. I break the powers of darkness off of them. I loose the light of the gospel. I loose the light of the gospel over them. I break the powers of sin. I break the powers over them in Jesus' name. I speak a spirit of adoption to them. I speak a spirit of repentance to them. I speak a spirit of repentance. I break the hardness of their hearts. I come against the stiffness of their necks. I bind that power in Jesus' name. I break it up in Jesus' name. I loose them in the name of the Lord. I loose them in Jesus' name. I break those powers in the name of the Lord. I stand against the demonic powers of Satan in Jesus' name. I stand against them. I stand against them in Jesus' name. And I loose our people from them in the name of the Lord, from the powers of Satan. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise be 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 the name of the Lord. Father, I praise you. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that there's victory in the name of Jesus. I praise you for it. I thank you, Father, there's victory in the name of Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your Lord, Jesus. Praise your Lord, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Praise be the name of the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. 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 Praise be the name of the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be the name of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for unity. I thank you, Lord, for unity in the house of the Lord. I thank you for unity in the houses of your people, Lord. I praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for unity, Lord. Give us, Lord. Give us unity with each other in thee, Lord. I praise you for it. I thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give us a spirit of love and compassion, Lord. I praise you for it. I thank you for it. Give us a spirit of wisdom, Lord. I praise you for it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Let's just begin to pray in the Spirit now while the rest of these are finishing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for all these deliverances. Thank you, Lord, for all these deliverances. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Randalia basandala bandoria, kundalia sandala bandoria, kindalia basandala bakundalia, sindalia andala bakundalia, sandala bakundalia, sandala bakundalia, sindalia mandoria. Indaliya makasandala bandoria. Kundaliya basandala bakandaliya sandala bandoria. Indaliya sandala bakandaliya sandala bandoria. Indaliya makasandaliya mandoria. Kandala bakasandala bakandaliya sandala bakandaliya kandaliya basandala. Come out of there, phobias, in Jesus' name. Come out, phobias, anorexia. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of her in Jesus' name. You are defeated, Satan. You cannot stay in there. You cannot stay in there in Jesus' name. 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 Randalia Bakusandala Bandoria. Indala Bakusandala Bandoria. Rejection and self-pity come out in Jesus' name. All self-pity spirits come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, self-pity, in Jesus' name. Rejection, rejection by her father, in Jesus' name. We break that curse off of her, power off of her. All rejection and self-pity, come out, in Jesus' name. Rejection and self-pity, I bind you. Come off of this family, in Jesus' name. Come out, in Jesus' name. But doubt and unbelief. Doubt and unbelief, I bind your power in Jesus' name. Doubt and unbelief. Children striking their parents gets a curse put on them by God. Lord, we ask you to lift the curse off of all these children that have ever struck their parents in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, every curse from every striking their parents or fighting back, in Jesus' name, we break it. We break it. Unbelief, doubt, and fear. We break that power in Jesus' name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.